Do We Utilize Our Brain? By Connie Soto. In today's society, smartphone use means we are constantly plugged in each day. Time flies by as we are preoccupied in so many ways. How many hours are we absorbed? Is Big Brother watching us anymore? Smartphone use keeps growing in popularity. To refrain while driving is important for safety. The alternative to constant use that we see today, is it possible to be distracted by other things like we did yesterday? Life was creative. Before digital multimedia information, we used to express ideas employing techniques with an old form of media illustrations. Some people are not glued to their smartphones. They are just not interested. They prefer other milestones. Life before technology was a simpler time, definitely not boring. Distractions without any barriers meant the possibilities were engaging. Way back when, the best thing was interacting together. Face to face was quite a treasure. Due to the perceived lack of necessity for most, the art of cursive writing has been lost. Yesterday, some of what we used was writing text, images, audio, video, and animation. Today online, texting, social media, photos, games, and shopping are only some of the many distractions. Do we utilize our brain like we did before? Instead, the internet answers us more. How we spend money can be as easy as tap and pay. Contactless payments, is it really a good way? Not everyone will trust technology to transmit a payment. Some still write a check and get an old-fashioned statement. How many people still sit together to enjoy a meal? Takeout food ordered online doesn't seem to lack appeal. We have come a long way, from cave painting, carrier pigeons, telegraph and telephone. Let us not forget to spend time with family and friends. Don't forget the future of the drone.